Nolte, NFL's Benjamin Watson blasts Alyssa Milano abortion comment as racism, ignorance. By John Nolte on May 21, 2019. NFL star Benjamin Watson accused actress Alyssa Milano of ignorance, racism, or some combination of both over her racist comments about abortion and Black Americans. During an appearance on CNN's basement-rated Cuomo Primetime, the aging actress said the following about the effect pro-life laws passed in Alabama and Georgia will have on Black people. "These laws will affect the communities of color more than anything. I feel like any woman of privilege that lives in one of these states, if this goes through, they're gonna be able to travel to a state to get a safe, reproductive health care, which is abortion. But for the women of color, for the women that are marginalized, for the women that are low-income communities, for the women that are most at risk, these bills will be catastrophic." Watson sore-eyed through Milano's racist condescension and let her have it. For Alyssa underscore Milano to claim that giving more children of color the right to be born will negatively affect women of color reveals ignorance, racism, or some combination of both, he tweeted. "Our children and families are capable of greatness and lies like this harm our future. For good measure, the Patriots tight end added, "Don't patronize us. Abortion has been nothing short of a holocaust for the Black community," which, by the way, is exactly how Planned Parenthood founder, the openly racist eugenicist Margaret Sanger, wanted it. As Breitbart News pointed out last week after Emily Ratajkowski made similar comments, although Black women represent only about 14% of the population in Alabama, they account for more than 60% of abortions. Since 2006, roughly 100,000 innocent babies of every race have been legally murdered in Alabama, which means roughly 60,000 of those babies were Black. That means 60,000 Black people were murdered in the womb. Innocent Black people who would be alive and walking around and contributing to society today were it not for abortion. But here is Alyssa Milano making the absurd argument that any attempt to stop this Holocaust hurts Black people. What's more, Watson is exactly right about Milano patronizing Black Americans, especially with her suggestion that, unlike white people, Black people will struggle to leave the state to get an abortion because it's just so gosh darn difficult and complicated for people of color to travel a couple of hundred miles. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.